KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 100. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, slight chance for storms, lows around 71. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 90 degrees.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Harvest continuing on here in north central Kansas, and Mike Jordan of Boyd in Mitchell County reporting to the Kansas Wheat Commission that he got his combines rolling on June 14th, about halfway done with harvest, reported a wide range of yields that will probably result in an overall average harvest for the year. After a year of sparse rain in his area, Jordan was pleasantly surprised as he started cutting, saying the wheat is better than it looks, which is a tribute to the genetics. When we finally got the rain this spring, we got the bushels there. He's hoping for an average of 50 bushels per acre with conditions of fields on both ends of the spectrum. Some of the lower yielding fields had a delayed start and did not come up until January. Luckily, there was some late rain and rescued those fields. He reported proteins ranging from 12% to 15%. Test weights around 61 pounds per bushel. Jordan said his star variety was Westbred's WB4401. You can read more about the Kansas Wheat Harvest always at kswheat.com. Also, the National Agricultural Statistics Service from the USDA has released their weekly Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report. Winter wheat condition rated 8% very poor, 15% poor, 35% fair, 36% good, and 6% excellent. Winter wheat mature was 94%, well ahead of 53% last year, and 65% for the five-year average. Harvested was 53%, well ahead of 17% last year, and 25% average. That was for the week ending June 23rd. As far as north central Kansas is concerned, winter wheat mature is 90%, harvested 26% here in the crop progress report by the USDA. This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake, brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A heat advisory remains in effect and will be from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. today for Mitchell, Jewell, Smith, and Osborne counties in the listening area. Also from noon to 8 today for Cloud and Lincoln counties. Again, this is a heat advisory that's in effect. Heat index values up to 105 degrees are expected, and hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. Drink plenty of fluids. Stay in the air-conditioned rooms if you can and stay out of the sun. Check up on relatives and neighbors. And most importantly, stay hydrated if you are out in the heat. Again, a heat advisor in effect until 7 p.m. for Jewell, Mitchell, Osborne, and Smith counties in the area, and until 8 p.m. for Cloud and Lincoln County. A fatal accident occurred west of Miltonvale on Sunday, resulting in the death of a motorcyclist from Manhattan. According to the crash log released by the Kansas Highway Patrol, the incident took place at 9:55 p.m. when a 47-year-old individual was driving a 2006 Ford Econoline van in the westbound direction of U.S. Highway 24. Simultaneously, a 63-year-old man from Manhattan was traveling east on the same highway riding a 2015 Yamaha motorcycle. For reasons unknown, the Ford Econoline van veered into the eastbound lane and collided with the Yamaha motorcycle. The Ford Econoline subsequently struck a pole before finally coming to a stop in a nearby field. Tragically, the 63-year-old motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. It is worth noting that he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. On the other hand, all occupants of the Ford Econoline who were wearing seatbelts escaped the incident without any injuries. Tim Carpenter, the Kansas Reflector in Topeka, says the Kansas Secretary of State said Monday the presidential preference primary in March cost nearly $2 million less than anticipated by the Kansas legislature due to lack of competitive races in major political parties and disinterest among the state's voters. Only 9% of registered Kansans took part in the presidential primary election that cost taxpayers $2.78 million, Secretary of State Scott Schwab said. He said the 2023 Kansas legislature budgeted $4.7 million to host the state's third presidential primary. Schwab said, quote, at the time the estimate was made, it was anticipated that there would be a larger pool of candidates still participating in the primary by the time Kansans went to the polls. Campaigns for the Democrat and Republican Party nominations for president had been resolved by the time Kansas conducted its post-Super Tuesday preference primary. While there were four GOP and four Democratic candidates on the ballot in Kansas, the only active campaigners were former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. Trump and Biden had already secured enough delegates to win nominations. You can read more about this as well at sunflowerstateradio.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. We'll see some fireworks shows. They're going to start up here in the area of 4th of July. The Jewell Chamber of Commerce has the Emerson Lake Fireworks starting at dark in Jewell. As Wednesday, July 3rd will be the date for that. Big T's Catering and Dining, Mijom's Ice Cream Express, Kettle Corn, Snow Cones, Hot Dogs and Nachos, Cinnamon Rolls, Pretzel Bites, DJ Becky Fernandez. There'll be giveaways and vendors. They look forward to seeing you all there at Emerson Lake Fireworks starting at dark in Jewell, Wednesday, July 3rd. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
And we'll have more on the Panthers winning their first ever Stanley Cup coming up in this sportscast. We also look at the Royals as they open a three-game series with the Marlins on Monday night in a College World Series champion crown with some local flavor added in. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
Right field, the heat will help. And that is gone. Number 8 for Vinny.
Get out of the ballpark, and there goes.
And now Salvi. Deep left center field, and that is gone! Back to back, and the Royals take the lead in the fourth inning.
Those home runs put the Royals up 2-1 over the Marlins on their way to a 4-1 win on Monday night in Kansas City after the Marlins opened the scoring with a run in the top of the third. Again, the Royals getting the back-to-back solo homers from Vinny Pascantino and Salvador Perez and an RBI single from Kyle Isbell that scored Michael Massey to go up 3-1. Hunter Renfroe added a solo homer in the sixth to cap the scoring. Cole Reagans got the win on the mound, giving up just one run on four hits and three walks with 11 strikeouts, moving to 5-5. For the second straight game, Royals manager Matt Quatero was out due to a personal matter, and bench coach Paul Hoover was the acting manager. He gave his thoughts on bouncing back after a tough three-game sweep at Texas this past weekend and the mindset of his players.
I can't speak for them, but what it looks like is when you're struggling, everybody tries to do a little bit more, right? And it's a tough game, and when we're trying to do more than what we can, it becomes real difficult. So maybe a little bit of pressing, because everybody wants to win and get off the snide. Maybe a little bit of pressing, but they could probably answer that better than me.
Royals are now 43-37, while the Marlins fell to 27-51. Game 2 of the three-game series tonight. Seth Lugo's 10-2 with a 2.42 ERA. He'll take them out at 7-10 from the K.
Swing and a miss! And for the first time, Rocky Top reaches the mountaintop of college baseball. They are the World Series champions.
And as you heard, for the first time in program history, number one Tennessee winning the College World Series, taking the deciding third game of the championship finals against number three Texas A&M, 6-5 in Omaha Monday night. The Vols had a 3-1 lead going into the seventh inning, and as happened on Sunday, the Kansas kids stepped up.
That ball is lifted deep to right. LaViolette is at the track. Check that, it's not LaViolette, it's Sorrell. And it is gone! A huge two-run home run. And that is a big, big shot for clutch man Dylan Dreiling.
Native of Hayes, Dreiling put Tennessee up 5-1. They added another run to go up 6-1 after 7. Texas A&M scored 2 in both the 8th and 9th innings, but Tennessee closed the door in the end. Dreiling homered in all 3 games of the finals, and he finished the College World Series with 13 hits and 11 RBI. He was named the most outstanding player of the College World Series, and he gave his thoughts on performing on the biggest stage.
I just treated it like just any other game. This is a real special group. We did a good job of that all year. We played in a lot of big games, and this team just treated it like any other game. This group, it's just special. The bond we have is unbreakable. It was a vocal point in the fall, and we did a very good job of that, and we're all just brothers.
With Tuesday's win, the Vols finished the season 60-13, while A&M was 53-15 as the national runner-up. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, for the first time in franchise history, the Florida Panthers claimed the Stanley Cup with a 2-1 win in Game 7 of the finals in Sunrise, Florida on Monday night over the Edmonton Oilers. Tied at 1 after the first period, Sam Reinhart made what was the deciding goal with just under 5 minutes left in the second period. Panthers coach Paul Maurice on breaking through to win the Cup.
I didn't know it then, and I didn't know it when I got asked the question at the start of all this, and I said I need one, right? And I got to win a Stanley Cup. There's a whole bunch of things you don't know until you get there. You don't win a Stanley Cup. I didn't win the Stanley Cup tonight. I got to share it. And that is a completely different idea. Not that I thought this was all about me. I certainly didn't. I mean, you replace me tomorrow. That's a good hockey team. But that's what I learned. You don't win a Stanley Cup. You share it. You get to share it.
Although the Panthers came out on top, the Oilers made a run, coming back from 3-0 to tie the series and ultimately fall in Game 7. Despite the loss, Oilers center Connor McDavid was named the MVP and given the Conn Smythe Trophy. He's just the 6th player in NHL history to win the award on the losing team and the first since 2003. For much more on the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup, visit NHL.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinos.